This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Physical fitness is an ever-increasing pursuit of Americans. From gym memberships to home video programs, many are working to live healthier, longer lives by staying in shape. Dr. Lisa Colvin is professor of kinesiology at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's just received her Level 4 coaching licensure with USA Swimming and the American Swimming Coaches Association. What does that Level 4 designation really mean for you as a coach?
Well, for me as a coach, it allows me to use my expertise here at the university and bring it to the community. That my community connection really is with LA Gold, which is a competitive swim team that takes from beginning swimmers all the way through master swimmers, and it allows me to be one of a highly recognized individual for swim coaching. For example, Level 4 coaches, there are only 8% of all coaches in the United States that coach that have that designation. So it's based off of years of experience, education, qualifications as far as high-level coaching experience, such as having people that you've coached that have gone to NCAA championships, national age group top 10s, and high school or prep All-Americans. So that's where I started off many years ago when I was here working with John Pennington. And now it's changed from the Indian Aquatics, and I've kind of morphed into the LA Gold side that is swimming at the university at the Natatorium with the YMCA. That allows me to really bring quality coaching from the university to the community.
And certainly with the recent successes that the U.S. had in the Olympics, it's not something that's gone away, but have you seen a resurgence in the interest in swimming as a sport?
Yeah, certainly I have. I mean, definitely with the Olympics, particularly in the sports of swimming and gymnastics, they are very good lifetime activities, good physical activity skills for people to do. So starting as a child or if your child is looking for something to do, those are two great sports that are lifetime sports, and they have lifetime skills that you can take into your adulthood. Swimming, certainly, definitely a resurgence there. Gymnastics, for example. There's a brand new gymnasium here for competitive gymnastics and also with tumbling. So you take children and teach them how to tumble, be safe, all the way up to competition, like in the Olympics. So there's a gym here, Lakeshore Gymnastics Academy, that I serve as the exercise physiologist for to make sure that the clients and the gymnasts that come into that facility are safe if they have any questions about nutrition or about flexibility or any health-related parameters. I can help them and their parents with that.
And you're also working with the Downtown Renaissance Group, looking at a competitive event working in Monroe's downtown.
That's correct. I've really had the privilege of working with many individuals in the downtown area as it relates to the River Market and the resurgence and the renaissance of downtown Monroe. I am working to help bring people from all over the region into the downtown area to be able to see what's here, to also be spectator in activities other than just what is in the River Market. So our idea is to bring an endurance weekend for physical activity again to the downtown area. I mean, I'm an exercise physiologist, so that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that physical activity side. Working with that group, bringing a triathlon, which is swimming, biking, and running, as an event. There'll be potentially an aqua bike, which if you don't want to run, you can just swim and bike in that event. And on the bicycling side, we're hoping to be able to quarter off the downtown area to have what's called a circuit race or a criterium where people race their bicycles in downtown. So we're going to have a beginner's event. If you want to just try it out and ride around the course, we'll have professionals here and high-level international riders here. That's what we're trying to attract to downtown so that people in Monroe and the region can come to something really fun like that and cheer and see all that, plus see what downtown Monroe has to offer, because we have such a wonderful downtown. Having that right on the river is such an extraordinary asset to the region. So highlighting that area and bringing an event to that area that you can do something at the River Market and watch a competitive event or compete also.
You also, with the Department of Kinesiology, work a lot in school fitness testing and on the education side. Tell us a little bit more about what's been going on there.
Right. One of my areas of expertise is in the area of childhood overweightness and obesity. So I really started that back 25 years ago, you know, when I was teaching at Neville High School here in town, and seeing the children as they came from elementary to middle to high school, and just how their bodies had changed and they had become a little more sedentary. So definitely, I mean, overweightness and obesity is a pandemic now. So it's not just something that's to the United States. It's worldwide. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing health and fitness and wellness to city schools, parish schools, and private and parochial schools. So we are doing what Dr. Lucy Shackelford started as her dream, as in schools, is to bring quality education in physical education and exercise science to the children so they bring it home to their parents. So I teach them how to do that. Dr. Wilson Campbell is the pioneer right now within the region, and I'm just helping with his retirement. I'm helping keep that going.
Dr. Lisa Colvin, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Lisa Colvin is a professor of kinesiology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. She's recently been named Who's Who in North American Education and received one of the highest level of coaching licensures from the USA Swimming, the American Swimming Coaches Association.